KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off, taking a look at high school softball and baseball scores from last night. First off, in softball play and Hawkeye 10 action, our teams in the Hawkeye 10 conference. It was Atlantic in play last night. They fell to Winterset. Winterset wins that one 8-0. Also, Creston beat Red Oak 10-0. Denison Schleswig over Kemper Catholic 6-0. Harlan shut out Tri-Center 14-0. And Shenandoah was a big winner over St. Albert 13-1. In Western Iowa Conference action, it was Missouri Valley over Audubon 11-7. Missouri Valley also beating Audubon in the second half of a doubleheader 13-3. Trainer beat Exira EHK 1-0, and Underwood was a 5-3 winner over IKM Manning. Also in Rolling Hills play, it was Orient Maxburg over Mormon Trail 7-6 in 8 innings of play. Other scores saw Carlisle defeat Carroll 10-4, Central Decatur over Mount Air 5-4. Fremont Mills won two games, 11-3 over Stanton and 12-8 over East Mills. Also, Odelbrother Battle Creek Ida Grove was a 4-0 winner over Maple Valley Anthon Odo, and Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center 12-0. In baseball play, in Hawkeye 10 action, it was Creston over Red Oak 12-2. Denison Schleswig beat Audubon 11-6. Kemper Catholic over Shenandoah 12-0 in 5 innings of play. Lewis Central beat Missouri Valley 3-1. St. Albert was a 9-4 winner over Glenwood. Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer defeating Riverside 4-3. And Tri-Center beating Exira EHK 8-3. Other scores saw Bedford Rout Corning 22-9. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over West Central Valley of Stewart 6-2. Fremont Mills won two games, the first game 5-1 over Stanton and 7-6 in the second game over East Mills. Nishnabotna was a 10-5 winner over Sydney. Nottoway Valley knocked off Lennox 13-2. Odelbrother Battle Creek Ida Grove a 10-1 winner over River Valley. Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 6-2, and Woodward Granger won a pair 5-0 over Earlham and 8-0 over Guthrie Center. That's a look at high school softball and baseball scores for you from last night. Turning our attention now here to Major League Baseball. Jared Weaver earned his second win of an injury-plagued season with help from a 5-run second inning, and the LA Angels extended their winning streak to 7 games on Tuesday night with a 5-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in the first game that the Cardinals have played at Angel Stadium. Game you heard here on KJN last night as well. St. Louis was the only National League club to have never played at the Big A, having hosted the 3 previous interleague series between the two teams back in 2002, 2007, and in 2010. 3-time NL MVP Albert Pujols, who spent his first Major League 12 seasons with the Cardinals before signing a $240 million 10-year contract with the Angels in December of 2011, played his first game against his former club and was 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a walk as a designated hitter while Mark Trumbo started at first base. Other Major League Baseball news for you from last night. Homer Bailey has thrown his second no-hitter in 10 months and the first in the majors this season, pitching the Cincinnati Reds to a 3-0 victory over the slumping San Francisco Giants last night. Bailey became the third Reds pitcher with more than one no-hitter, joining Jim Maloney and Johnny Vandermeer. Bailey beat the Pirates 1-0 in Pittsburgh last September 28th and got another 17 starts later. The right-hander walked Gregor Blanco to lead off the seventh, the only Giants batter to reach base. First baseman Joey Votto, though, threw out Blanco as he tried to reach third on a grounder. With 27,509 fans on their feet chanting Homer, Homer, Bailey finished it off by getting Brandon Crawford on a high comebacker, striking out Tony Abreu, and getting Blanco on a grounder to third. Derek Norris hit a 3-run homer with 2 outs in the 8th inning, and the Oakland Athletics rallied to beat the Chicago Cubs 8-7 last night to regain the AL West lead. Also in Kansas City, Carlos Santana and Asdrubal Cabrera each drove in a pair of runs, and the Cleveland Indians took advantage of some wild pitching by the Kansas City Royals in a 6-5 victory Tuesday night. Mark Reynolds and Jason Giambi also drove in runs for the Indians, who capitalized on 8 walks by Royals starter Luis Mendoza and his bullpen to win their 5th straight game. Other scores from Major League Baseball last night in interleague action, it was Boston over San Diego 4-1. In the American League, Detroit beat Toronto 7-6, Seattle over Texas 9-2, the White Sox down Baltimore 5-2. It was the Yankees over Minnesota 7-3, and Tampa Bay shut out Houston 8-0. In National League play, it was Milwaukee beating Washington 4-0, Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 3-1, the Mets beat Arizona 9-1, Atlanta over Miami 11-3, and the Dodgers were winners 8-0 over Colorado. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, Iowa got a win at home over Memphis 6-2, and New Orleans topped Omaha 6-3. Today's games see Memphis at Iowa once again, and New Orleans at Omaha also, and those games start at 7:05 tonight. In other sporting news, the NBA free agent power forward David West has agreed to a deal that will keep him in Indiana for at least three more seasons. A person with knowledge of the negotiations confirmed the deal but requested anonymity because NBA rules prohibit the deal from being announced until July 10th. It could be the biggest move of the offseason for the Pacers, who made re-signing West their top priority. The Central Division champs will now have all five starters back from a team that pushed Miami to seven games in the Eastern Conference Finals. In Wimbledon, fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska has moved into the semifinals at Wimbledon with a 7-6-4-6-6-2 win over China's Li Na. Next up for Radwanska is Sabine Lisicki, who followed her upset win over top seed Serena Williams yesterday with a 6-3-6-3 defeat of Ethiopia's Kaya Kanepi. In other NBA news, Nazi Muhammad says on Twitter he's staying with the Chicago Bulls. The veteran center says it was an easy decision to stay with his hometown team. Several media outlets are also reporting that the Bulls have agreed to a two-year deal with Mike Dunleavy Jr. as they try to boost their shooting. The 11-year veteran averaged 10.5 points while shooting 42.8% on three-pointers with Milwaukee the past two seasons. The Dallas Mavericks has come to terms with Israeli free agent point guard Gal McHale on a three-year deal with $2.3 million guaranteed. McHale played 2 years at Wichita State in 2006 and 2008, and his pro team in Israel won a league title in 2013. USOC President Larry Probst is among nine candidates nominated for election to the International Olympic Committee, giving a big boost to efforts for the U.S. to expand its influence on the International Olympic stage. Probst is in line to become the fourth U.S. member on the IOC. Pirelli says it will change the tires used by Formula One on cars in Sunday's German Grand Prix after a string of blowouts during the British Grand Prix last week. The Italian manufacturer will use a Kevlar belt on its rear tires to help prevent punctures. Disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong says he'll return to his bike later this month for a state-long trek across Iowa. Armstrong tells the Des Moines Register that he and staffers from his Austin, Texas-based bicycle shop will ride for 3 or 4 days in Ragbri. This will mark the fifth visit to Ragbri for Armstrong, who told interviewer Oprah Winfrey in January, after years of denials, that he doped for all seven of his Tour de France wins from 1999 to 2005. Armstrong says his impending trip to Iowa isn't a statement or an experiment. He says he simply wants to ride with what is typically a friendly group of people that share the same interests. And also taking a look at the latest scoreboard for you from Wimbledon play, as the quarterfinals are underway on the men's side today. Top seed Novak Djokovic is taking on Tomas Berdych early today, and Djokovic won the first set 7-6, but right now Berdych leads the second set 3-0. Also in progress, Juan Martin Del Potro and David Ferrer, the 4 and 8 seeds. Ferrer, the 4 seed, lost the first set. It was a 6-2 win by Del Potro in that set, and now Del Potro leads the second set by a 5-4 margin. Later on here today, it will be Jerzy Jankovic and Lukas Kobot, and also Andy Murray taking on Fernando Verdasco. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.